That's 2A. District semifinal play saw St. Albert beat Shenandoah 11-5. It was Logan Magnolia dumping Tri-Center 10-4. Mount Airy, 12-6 winner over Clarinda. Van Meter beat West Central Valley 13-1, while West Monona defeated Otobolt Arthur BCIG 9-1. Kemper Catholic versus Audubon rained out last night. They've postponed that game until tonight at 7 o'clock. Also last night in boys 1A district quarterfinal round play, it was Cam winning over Guthrie Center 3-2. It took 8 innings to finish off that victory for the Cougars last night. Also, Exira EHK, a 3-1 winner over AHST. Walnut Downing Riverside, 5-0. Coon Rapids Bayard, a 5-1 winner over Arweva. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 4-2. Essex outscored Stanton 11-10. It was Lennox edging Villisca 6-5. Nishnabotna defeating Sydney 5-3. Orient Maxburg shut out Murray 3-0. And West Harrison versus Woodbine was rained out last night. That'll be played tonight instead. Now, the winners of those games all move on in tournament play. Also last night, a boys regular season baseball, it was Dallas Center Grimes defeating Atlantic 9-1. That's the regular season finale for the Trojans as they prepare for district play later this week. Atlantic finishes the regular campaign with an 18-10 record. Lewis Central blanking Denison last night 4-0. Bishop Heelan Catholic defeated Abraham Lincoln 5-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Abe Lincoln came back to win 6-2 in the nightcap. Sheraton defeats Creston 11-2. Also, Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson twice, 10-0 and 13-4. A girls' regional softball finals set for tonight in the area. In Class 1A, it'll be Earlham versus Newell Fonda, that game at Carroll tonight. At Denison, Trainer plays Hinton, while at Norwalk, Van Meter will face Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also in Class 2A regional finals tonight, at Atlantic, it'll be Logan Magnolia versus Nottoway Valley. At Battle Creek, Missouri Valley will play Alta Aurelia. Also in 3A regional finals this evening, at Dallas Center, Harlan will play Dallas Center Grimes. While at Winterset tonight, Winterset will face off against Creston. Those games all getting underway at 7 o'clock. And those winners all moving into the girls' state softball championship tournament. Well, the National League now has two straight All-Star Game victories after going 13 years without one. Prince Fielder slammed a three-run homer, and 10 pitchers combined on a six-hitter as the National League downed the American League 5-1 in Phoenix. Fielder's blast came after Carlos Beltran and Matt Kemp opened the bottom of the fourth with singles. Andre Ethier padded the lead with an RBI single in the fifth, two innings before Pablo Sandoval's run-scoring double capped off the scoring. The AL failed to score after Adrian Gonzalez homered in the top of the fourth inning. The National League allowed just three hits over the last five innings as they improved to 42-38-2 all-time in the series. Tyler Clippard picked up the victory after working out of a two-on, two-out jam in the fourth inning. Brian Wilson retired the final batter to collect the save. C.J. Wilson was tagged with the loss. With the win, the National League will have home field advantage for the World Series. Commissioner Bud Selig told a gathering of baseball writers before the game that he respects Derek Jeter's decision not to play in the Midsummer Classic. The New York Yankees captain came off the disabled list last week and got his 3,000th hit on Saturday. Jeter says he needs to rest because of the calf injury that had sidelined him. Selig also says he's found more support for a one-game playoff between wildcard teams if the playoffs expand from 8 to 10 clubs in 2012. In other baseball news, the Milwaukee Brewers have bolstered their bullpen for the stretch run, getting closer Francisco Rodriguez and cash from the New York Mets for two players to be named. Rodriguez is the single-season record holder with 62 saves, doing it with the 2008 Angels. He's 2-2 with 23 saves and a 3.16 earned run average this year. That trade comes with the Brewers and St. Louis tied for first in the National League Central. The Mets are 8 games off of the wild card lead. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded outfielder Juan Rivera to the Los Angeles Dodgers for future considerations. The 33-year-old appeared in 70 games for the Blue Jays this season, batting .243 with 6 homers and 27 knocked in prior to being designated for assignment on July the 3rd. The widow of the firefighter who fell to his death at a Texas Rangers game says the team, baseball, and Josh Hamilton remain precious to her and her son, 6-year-old Cooper. In a statement, Jenny Stone also thanked everyone who has reached out to help her family since her husband's death. Among those mentioned were team president Nolan Ryan and a man who cared for young Cooper the night his father died and then visited the grieving family on Sunday. 39-year-old Shannon Stone died Thursday night after losing his balance while reaching for a ball thrown by Hamilton and falling headfirst 20 feet onto concrete. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says major league teams are reviewing stadium safety following that death. A jury of 10 women and 2 men will decide whether ex-baseball star Roger Clemens lied to Congress when he said he never used performance-enhancing drugs. The jurors who took their seats Tuesday include a woman whose cousin is former outfielder Al Bumbrey, who coached the Boston Red Sox when Clemens played for the team. 4 other people were seated as alternate jurors in case of any of the 12 can't serve. The jury took shape after 4 days of questioning by U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton and lawyers for both sides. Opening arguments are scheduled for today. Lawyers representing the NFL and the Players Association are meeting in New York once again to clarify the language in a potential collective bargaining agreement. Owners and players will get together on Wednesday with several deadlines looming. Both sides have been ordered to a meeting in Minneapolis next Tuesday with mediator and U.S. Magistrate Judge Arthur Boylan, who is on vacation this week. The owners have a special meeting set for July 21st in Atlanta, where they could vote to ratify a new deal if one is reached. Meanwhile, the Rams and the Bears are scheduled to open training camps late next week. Talks bogged down last Friday over the rookie wage scale, guidelines for free agency, and how benefits for retired players will be funded. Former Georgia tailback Caleb King says he's entering the NFL's supplemental draft. King was declared academically ineligible for the 2011 season on Friday. He finished spring drills as Georgia's starter. King rushed for 430 yards with 2 touchdowns on 80 carries as a junior last year. He started in 10 of his 29 games at Georgia and rushed for 1,271 yards. Tennessee Titans receiver Kenny Britt has pleaded not guilty to 3 disorderly person charges stemming from a June arrest in New Jersey. Hoboken police had suspected Britt was carrying a marijuana cigar. A judge set a September 20th trial date. Oklahoma linebacker Austin Box had 5 prescription painkillers and an anti-anxiety drug in his system when he died on May 19th, according to a preliminary toxicology report released by the state medical examiner's office. The death of the 22-year-old was ruled accidental. In the report, the agency says the combination of drugs likely caused fluid in the lungs and an inflammation of the lungs caused by inhaling foreign substances. NBA players will be getting some walking around money this summer as the lockout continues. According to 2 people with knowledge of the situation, players will have their escrow money returned to them for the first time because salaries fell below 57% of league revenues last season. The players will get about $160 million back when a final audit of league revenues is completed later this month. 8% of players' salaries have been withheld each season since the 1999 collective bargaining agreement to ensure that players don't exceed their guarantee of 57% of league revenues. With revenues up during the 2010-11 season, salary costs will fall short of that mark for the first time. The Minnesota Timberwolves have fired Kurt Rambis. It ends more than 3 months of uncertainty and awkwardness surrounding the head coach of the worst team in the NBA last season. Rambis was 32-132 in his brief stay in Minnesota, including 17-65 this past season. Wolves owner Glenn Taylor will be on the hook for the final 2 years of Rambis' original 4-year contract. Kevin Durant isn't ruling out playing basketball abroad next season if the NBA lockout isn't resolved. The Oklahoma City Thunder forward said during a promotional tour in China that he thinks more players will follow Deron Williams' example and play overseas if the NBA season is disrupted. Williams said that he will play in Turkey if the lockout remains. A person familiar with Joakim Noah's decision says the Chicago Bulls center plans to play for the French national team in the European Championships in Lithuania. Noah was limited by a thumb injury last season, averaging 11.7 points and 10.4 rebounds in 48 games while helping the Bulls to a league-best 62 wins. The Charlotte Bobcats are the latest NBA team to downsize the office staff in the wake of the lockout. Radio play-by-play announcer Scott Lauer was one of at least 7 employees let go by the Bobcats in the past week. Lauer says he was told that his position was eliminated through organizational restructuring, although he still hopes to stay behind the mic for the team. A person familiar with the situation says the Detroit Pistons fired 15 people 2 weeks ago. In golf news, high winds might force tournament officials to move up some tees Thursday in the first round of the British Open at Royal St. George's. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour are forecast, making some of the fairways and the long par 3 11th unreachable for many players. Peter Dawson, chief executive of the Royal and Ancient, says number 7, a par 5, and number 11 are among the holes that could be shortened. And it looks like the LPGA Tour is going to add a 5th major. Golf Week magazine reports that the Evian Masters in France will be the one. The magazine says Evian agreed to several changes by LPGA Tour Commissioner Mike Wan, including lengthening the course. It also says the tournament likely would move to the fall. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.